Well, it's a solo album from brilliant fiddler Casey Dreesen, a member of the Sparrow Quartet. The album hasn't been released yet, but very pleased to have a copy of it. It's called Oog, and that was Uncontinental Breakfast, which I'm having as well at the moment. So I thought it's appropriate to play that, really. Casey Dreesen. Before that, Barbara Higbee, with Variations on a Happy Ending from her Best Of CD on Slow Baby Records. And before that was Steve Dawson, The Hunt Is On. His new CD is called Telescope, and that's on Black Hen Music. The album launch for Steve Dawson, Saturday, November the 8th, at the St. James Hall at 3214 West 10th Avenue in Kitsilano. Tickets through the Rogue Folk website at www.roguefolk.bc.ca. All the information on those shows. Barbara Higbee was at that same venue on Thursday night. Played that tune as well. Very, very fine piano player. And Casey Dreesen was there just a few days before that with the Sparrow Quartet. And it's now about 8 minutes past ten here on CITR, just over halfway through the show, The Edge on Folk, on every Saturday morning. Has been for 23 years and more. And I never cease to be inspired by the possibilities. Music is just such an infinite thing. And there's so much great stuff going on these days. Here's Abigail Washburn and the Sparrow Quartet with Casey Dreesen again. If you got the album, you will notice that the tracks aren't labelled correctly. I'm hoping I've got the right one here. This should be Sugar and Pie, and let's hope it is. And we'll follow that with some live music from Don Ross. It was actually recorded at the Rogue Folk Club, and it's the opening track from his CD Alive in Your Head. He's going to be in town next month on the 27th. And then we got a song from Headwater, who still haven't sent me their new CD yet, but this is a track from it. He says enterprisingly, roguishly. Here's a Sparrow Quartet.
They've been thinking all day and the day before, but now they're tired, don't wanna think no more. They call you sugar, call you pie, say you're pretty, they get you high. That's alright with me. Nothing wrong with feeling good. Nothing wrong with feeling good. Nothing wrong with feeling fine. He's been drinking all day and the day before. He got so tired, he never drink no more. So he went down to Fifth Street in MLK, bought some cocaine, and there he stayed. I sat up all night and the night before. I thought he'd come back, sure as I was born. I turned on the TV, watched reality crying, strapped her up before the end of time. That's alright with me. Nothing wrong with feeling good. Nothing wrong with that's all right with me. Nothing wrong with feeling good. Nothing wrong with feeling good. Nothing wrong with feeling
Now, only the American Republican Party could co-opt songs, completely miss the point of the meaning of the song, and use them as a rallying anthem. Ronald Reagan did it with Born in the USA, and Sarah Palin has done it with that Gretchen Peters song, Independence Day, which is about the revenge of a battered wife. Of course, if Sarah Palin does have any kind of influence in America, there'll be a hell of a lot more battered wives. But Anyway, Gretchen Peters, great songwriter, lovely lass from Nashville, Tennessee, has decided not to get nasty about it. She's just donating all of the royalties generated by Sarah Palin's campaign committee playing that song. She's donating them all to Planned Parenthood under the name Sarah Palin, which is kind of an interesting little twist. And Planned Parenthood is saying that, you know, that they've mounted their own campaign as well, and in the last month they've raised over $1 million from a whole bunch of new donors who never donated before. And I don't know how many of them are called Sarah Palin. It's very interesting. But anyway, so fair play to Gretchen Peters. And I thought, right, the least I could do is play the song on the show. You know, I don't suppose CITR really generates any royalties, but just in case anybody's paying attention out there, Planned Parenthood will get something from this. Cool. In the name of Sarah Palin. Uh-huh. You probably don't even know who Sarah Palin is, do you? That's all right. Doesn't matter. She's got no relation to the Monty Python Palins, anyway. But, yeah, that's Independence Day. That's the song. It's a big hit for Martina McBride. But Gretchen Peters wrote it, and that's Gretchen's version. It's from her album The Secret of Life on Valley Records. And it snuck in there before I could say anything after the previous song from Headwater. And that's a download from their MySpace site. Headwater, great band from Vancouver. And they do have another CD out, apparently, but I haven't seen it yet. Patrick, are you paying attention here? Jonas? Come on, guys. Anyway, sorry. That was called Picture Show, and it's one of the tracks off the new album, but I pirated it from their MySpace site because I think, you know, it needs to be played. As Martin Carthy says, the only thing you can do to a folk song that's harmful is not to sing it. So there you go. So get out there and do some singing. And check out Headwater if you get a chance to see them. They're very, very good. Great original songs. Let's see, what else do we hear in that set? We heard Don Ross from the album Alive in Your Head on Gobi Fish Music. Afraid to Dance. That was recorded live at the Rogue, and it's part of his live album. Before that was Abigail Washburn and the Sparrow Quartet from their eponymous full-length CD on Network Records, Sugar and Pie. Rather a odd song, but very, very interesting music from the Sparrow Quartet. Not your usual string quartet, two banjos, cello and five-string fiddle, but my goodness, what a great band. All right, it's almost 10:30 here on CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver. This is The Edge on Folk, and will be this after
backing force, and they will be happy to go away with a point. It finished Bolton nil.
I'll do that. We will be somewhere else after this. Okay, now can we do this? I think what we have to do is that. Now we can try that again. Oh, technology, you can't beat it, can you? You can try. Flagellation doesn't work with electronic appliances.
Zipcar gets it. You live your life 4 months at a time. Commitment freaks you out. Your most expensive asset is your laptop, and even that's portable. Why own a car when you can have a Mini for cruising with friends, a roomy Yaris for moving your affordable Swedish furniture into your dorm room, and a Ford Escape for when you take a break from homework to hit the North Shore slopes?
UBC students get a sweet discount on Zipcar membership, $30 for the year. You can reserve by the hour or day, and gas, insurance, and 150 kilometers per day are always included. Your first step is to put down that slice of pizza and sign up at zipcar.com/UBC. After that, just head to one of the locations on campus to pick up your car, and the rest is up to you.
Okay, we're back. More or less. More or less in one piece. Okay, here's a couple of new songs. Firstly, from the Brakemen, another Vancouver band, from their brand new CD, When You Leave Town. And this is a song called I Belong to That Band. And that kind of another musical tribute track after that from Robin and Linda Williams. And they have a brand new CD called Buena Vista. Or they pronounce it differently. And it's called Maybell's Guitar and Monroe's Mandolin. And And then we got some music from Kate Campbell, great songwriter from Tennessee or Georgia or somewhere way down south. But first up, the Brakemen.
That the nudie suits and the flashy cowboy boots. There was the Maybell's guitar and Monroe's mandolin, standing there together like they were next of kin. Lord Gibson's from the past, side by side behind the glass. Maybell's guitar and Monroe's mandolin, standing there together like they were next of kin.
Campbell there, with a, kind of a Beatles-sounding sort of track on there. That's a song called Back to the Moon, and that's from her brand new CD, Save the Day. Before that, another brand new CD from Robin and Linda Williams, Buena Vista, Maybell's guitar and Monroe's mandolin. It's on Red House Records. And we started that set with the Brakemen and their version of the Reverend Gary Davis song, I Belong to That Band, from their brand new CD, When You Leave Town. It's just after 11 here on CITR, 10:42, in fact. And you are listening to The Edge on Folk on CITR 101.9 FM. www.citr.ca is the website where you can download podcasts, you can tune in live, you can see what else we do on the air all week. There's all sorts of great shows all week long, and you can become a member of CITR and enjoy discounts on all sorts of good things around town and help us out at the same time. It's very cool. Album of the week time here. This is The Horseflies from New York State. The album is called Until the Ocean. And this is a really good string band. It's been a long time since they last released an album, but well worth the wait. It arrived yesterday at Rogue Towers. A song from it here called Build a House and Burn It Down. The Horseflies, album of the week on CITR. Thank you. yes, the horse flies are back. That one, a public domain song called The Drunkard's Child. And before that, Build a House and Burn It Down. Brand new CD is called Until the Ocean. It's on Pest Control Records from Ithaca, New York. The horse flies. Other good news about them, Judy Hyman and Richie Stearns have just been recording a new album with Natalie Merchant, and they played on that House Carpenter's Daughter album. Saw them at the Edmonton Folk Festival with Natalie Merchant a while back, so there's a new album in the pipeline from her, and I wonder if it's going to be as good as that last one, and obviously why not. Anyway, you are listening to The Edge on Folk on CITR. From Album of the Week, The Horseflies, we go to a vintage re-release, classic album of the week. It's not just been released, I just found it. Some of these tunes have been sort of bugging me for the best part of three decades. And this is Welsh songwriter John Cale and a classic album, classic track, Paris 1919. We'll follow that with a song from Laurie Anderson, who's in town tonight at the Centre for the Performing Arts. There are still tickets available. Very rare appearance for her. And a rare chance to see one of the great performance artists of our time. And from a forthcoming album, Homeland, isn't going to be released until next year. We've got permission to play a track from it. It's called Only an Expert. But first, John Cale with Paris 1919 on CITR.
La 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 an expert can deal with the problem. Because half of the problem is seeing the problem. And only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem. So if there's no expert dealing with the problem, then really it's actually twice the problem. Because only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem. Now in America, we like solutions. We like solutions to problems. And there's so many companies that offer solutions. Companies with names like the pet solution, the hair solution, the debt solution, the world solution, the sushi solution, the debt solution. Now, only an expert can see there's a problem. And these companies are experts ready to solve these problems, because only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem. Now, let's say you're invited to be on Oprah, and you don't have a problem. But you want to go on the show, and so you need a problem. And so you invent a problem, but if you're not an expert in problems, you're probably not going to make up a very plausible problem. And so you're probably going to get nailed. You're going to get exposed, and you're going to have to bow down and apologize and beg for the public's forgiveness. Because only an expert can see there's a problem, and only an expert can deal with the problem. Only an expert can deal with the problem. Shows that try to solve your problems. The big question is always, how can I get control? How can I take control? But don't forget, this is a question for the regular viewer, the